Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Locked On Orioles, your source for Orioles news and analysis from the clubhouse to the warehouse and beyond. It's all O's all the time. My name is Justin McGuire, and I'm your host as always. Just to let you know, if you haven't listened before, I'm a veteran baseball journalist who spent 8 years as a senior editor at Sporting News, including 3 years as Major League Baseball editor. I'm a former Cy Young and Rookie of the Year voter. I'm a member of Sabre and the Baseball Writers Association of America, and I'm a lifelong Orioles fan, going back to the 1970s. Today, Luke Seiler returns to the podcast. He is a prospect writer for Orioles Hangout, and we're going to talk about Hunter Harvey and how he's looked in spring training so far and what the Orioles' plans for him might be. And we're going to talk about a couple of the other prospects in camp, including Chance Sisko and Austin Hayes. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, I want to remind everybody that we are now available on Apple Podcasts. So please, if you're enjoying the podcast, go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, leave a rating, and leave a review. All the ratings and reviews we get help us increase our audience. We are also available on LockedOnOrioles.com. You can find all the episodes there, and we're going to have more Orioles news and analysis coming soon. Also, I want to hear from listeners. We are at LockedOnOrioles@gmail.com. So if you have ideas for guests or ideas for topics, please let me know. I'm also interested in getting mailbag questions that we can use in future episodes. And perhaps the most important thing of all, if you're interested in advertising with Locked On Orioles, or really with any of the Locked On Major League Baseball podcasts, please contact me at LockedOnOrioles@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on to our interview with Luke Seiler. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Locked On Orioles. We're joined now by Luke Seiler, who writes about prospects for Orioles Hangout. Luke, you were on a couple weeks ago talking about the Orioles' top prospects, and one of the guys we talked about that time was Hunter Harvey. And I think all Orioles fans know he's a top pitching prospect, former first-round draft pick. Let's just talk about where things stand since that conversation. Obviously, he's had a few starts now in spring training. It looks like he's going to stay in the Major League camp at least for a while. Just tell us, first of all, how has he looked in his outing so far?
Well, I saw the complete last outing he pitched this weekend, and he was really impressive to me. He was hitting about 93, 94 miles per hour with his fastball, which is down a little bit from the 97 he was hitting before, but it's still a plus fastball. And he was very consistent with his curveball. He could throw it for strikes. He could throw it out of the zone for swings and misses. It's clearly a plus curveball, so that gives him 2+ pitches. And they say he's not competing for a rotation spot, but he may be one of the best 5 options. Now, does that mean I think he should be in the rotation to start the season? Definitely not.
Now, I know that one of the concerns about him is obviously that because of his age and because of his injuries in the past, he really hasn't pitched a full season in a while, has he?
It's been a long time. He pitched about 18, 20 innings last year. That's it. So to expect him to come out and be able to give you 140, 150 innings, I think is irresponsible. And not only that, he's lost a lot of developmental time with his injuries. I mean, he's matured physically while he's been away. He's obviously been working on his body. He's much bigger and stronger now. He was a real string bean when he was drafted. And now he looks like a big leaguer. But he hasn't had the time to work against advanced hitters. This is a guy who's never pitched above low A ball. So I think the wise thing to do, no matter how good he looks in his next couple outings, because he's going to get at least one AAA game and then another Grapefruit League game before he's sent down to minor league camp. No matter how good he looks, I think the right move is to start him in the minors, build up his innings, let him work on his changeup, which is really kind of non-existent right now, to help supplement at least in game. I've heard scouts say they've seen it in side sessions and it's pretty good, but when he threw it in game this weekend, it was pretty nondescript. So he needs to work on that. He needs to work on how to work advanced hitters, because it's a bit different getting AA, AAA hitters, big league hitters out than getting guys in low minors.
So realistically, where do you think he should start the year?
I'd like to see him in double A. Before spring training, I thought maybe High A Frederick, but he's looked pretty good in his outing so far. He looks like he can defend himself. I think he'll do very well in Double A. I think that's probably a good place to start him. If he has a great, he gets off to a good start there, maybe a midseason promotion to Triple A. And then they're going to be tempted to use him in the bullpen late in the season if they're in it. Again, I'm not really a big fan of that. I think he should have a full season in the minors to develop a changeup, develop his cutter, which he threw for the first time this weekend. I've never heard anyone talking about it before, but he clearly threw two cutters. So he's working on pitches. He's still developing. He has pretty decent control right now, but his command is a few steps behind his control, which is common for young pitchers. So, you know, a full season in the minors should help get him up to speed on that. And then we could realistically see him competing for a rotation spot, you know, in 2019. I think that's the best thing for the Orioles down the road and for Hunter Harvey.
Now, you talk about the cutter. I mean, the Orioles have been kind of notorious for not wanting pitchers to throw the cutter. Is this something you think he was doing on his own, or are there plans to have him add that to his repertoire?
I have no idea. And honestly, I haven't heard anyone, you know, I haven't heard any whisperings or, you know, discussions on Twitter or elsewhere about him even working on a cutter. But he clearly, against Hanley Ramirez in the game against the Red Sox, he threw two cutters to him, two pitches in a row. The first pitch, you know, at first I was like, what is that? Is that just a fastball? He let run, you know, glove side a little bit. But I went back and watched it again, and I saw Chance Sisko put down four fingers, which is something he hadn't done all game. And it clearly had cut. It had less drop than the fastball. His fastball has a little bit of arm side tail, and this side, this pitch had glove side run. So, you know, kind of like a slider, but without the drop. And it was clearly a cutter, and he threw it again the next pitch, which Hanley Ramirez hit for a single through the, you know, third base shortstop hole. But it's not a wow pitch right now. It's just something different and new, something to watch for.
Assuming they do send him down to the minors and start him at Double A or wherever they start him, you have to assume there's going to be some sort of innings limit on him this year, right? I mean, how many innings do you think realistically the Orioles are going to let him have in 2018?
I would like to see something. I mean, I know Buck talks all the time about, you know, reading the arm rather than going with a set number of innings. You know, is he getting his velocity? Does he have his command? Is he repeating his delivery? Those things are very important when judging whether a pitcher can handle a workload. So I think some of it's going to have to come from watching him pitch and see how he handles, you know, pitching every 5 days, you know, going 3, 4, 5, hopefully 6, 7, you know, at some point in the season, innings in an outing. But I'd like to see somewhere in the range of 100 or a little bit more than 100 innings, depending on how he's looking. And then he would be primed for, you know, being in the rotation in 2019.
So now we all know, just based on past history, the Orioles don't always make the right decisions with young pitchers. Do you think there's any chance they're going to, you know, get desperate for rotation help? They're going to look at this, you know, the fact that they are so weak in the 4 and 5 spots, particularly, you know, Tillman looked bad today. I know it's just one outing, but still, they can't have a lot of confidence in him at this point. Do you think there's any chance they would sort of panic and bring Harvey up at some point and try to slot him into the rotation? Or do you think they're going to make the wise decision and do what you're talking about and just leave him in the minors and let him develop and really don't count on him for anything beyond the minor leagues until 2019?
You know, with the Orioles, you never know. I mean, we've seen him make some interesting decisions before, but unlike with Dylan Bundy, Hunter Harvey doesn't have to stay in the majors this year. I mean, that made that necessary to keep Bundy in the majors when he made his debut, when he was coming back from injury. But I think cooler heads will prevail here. I think they will I think you may see him in Baltimore at some point in time, getting a few innings under his belt as a reliever, just to, you know, introduce him to the ballpark, get him used to things. But I think in general, cooler heads will prevail and they'll do the right thing. Maybe that's just me being wishful for the Orioles' good and for Hunter Harvey's good. You know, you got to look more than just this year.
Right. I mean, particularly since this is a year that I think we all feel like it is not going to be a realistic playoff type year. So, I mean, it's not that it would be worth, you know, risking his long-term future for that, but it's certainly not worth risking it in a year in which, you know, you're probably going to finish below 500. So hopefully, yeah, that's going to be the Orioles are going to make that decision and keep him down there, because I think his long-term future looks like it could be pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen, from what I saw this weekend and, you know, what I saw at the end of last season when he's come back, I mean, he looks like he's got a free and easy arm. He's going to have a plus fastball, a plus curveball. His command is, you know, fringe average right now, but I think it'll be above average once he gets more reps in. There's nothing wrong with his delivery, or, you know, there's no reason why he can't have above average command. And I think he'll get it once he gets the reps in. So that's, you know, that's a number three, number four starter for sure, if he has those things. And then if you're talking about a third pitch or maybe a fourth pitch that can at least keep hitters honest, then you're starting to look at maybe closer to the top of a rotation guy. So he's got that kind of upside.
Yeah, for sure. Now let's just, if we can just talk briefly about some of the other top prospects and how they've looked so far in Sarasota. You mentioned Chance Cisco was catching Harvey the other day. We know Austin Hayes has been playing. How have those guys looked so far?
I think Chance has looked pretty good. He's been hitting well, and especially something that was important for me to see, because this was something he struggled with in AAA last year, was he's really seen pitches well off of left-handers. He had major platoon splits in AAA last year, and he's had some platoon splits throughout his minor league career where, you know, he kills righties, but he struggles against left-handers. He's done pretty well against left-handers this spring. He's hit some balls hard, and that impresses me. I think the guy's going to hit. I mean, I think he's ready to hit, and I think he's going to hit this year. Whether or not he makes the open day lineup is going to depend on if they think he's ready to catch.
And how about Hayes?
With Hayes, he lost some time. You know, he was dealing with that back of the shoulder lat type injury. He got a cortisone shot for that, and I guess it's calmed it down. He's saying his arm has felt as good as it has all spring now, and he's starting to get back into games. He hasn't really hit a ton yet. From the looks of it to me, it looks like his timing is still off. I'm not too worried about that, but that may just seal the fact they're going to keep him down in the minors, at least until the 44 days that Anthony Santander has to stay on the team to keep him and not send him back to the Indians for the Rule 5 status there.
Santander's another one. He's kind of interesting in how he's looked so far, isn't he?
Yeah, he's definitely interesting. I saw him live a few times in AA last year when he was doing his rehab, and I mean, he looked like a monster. He looked like a man among boys down there. Just a free and easy swing from both sides of the plate. Above average power, and he gets to it in game. Doesn't really add much on defense or on the base paths, but he could be a really good bat. When he got put on the Orioles 25-man roster late in the season, he wasn't as good. His swing looked stiff. It looked like he was trying too hard, really. It looked like he was gripping the bat as tight as he could and trying to knock everything out of the park. And this spring, he looks back to what I saw in AA. So that player could be a very good player.
Any other prospect types who might have any kind of impact on 2018, or the rest of them, are we looking really for being in the minors to start the year?
I mean, especially if the Orioles struggle this year, I think you'll be seeing a lot of guys getting at least, you know, short stints as they use the Norfolk shuttle, so to speak. But guys that have been good so far in camp, Austin Wins has been good. He's been hitting well. I worry about his bat speed if he ends up getting a major league role, but he has a good approach at the plate, and if he can get set up with good pitches, you know, if he can work the counts to his favor, you know, he can hit a little bit, and you know he's good defensively. So, you know, he's been hitting well. I'm not fully on board yet because, like I said, he has middling bat speed. But, you know, he'll probably see some time in Baltimore at some point. Other guys we might see, Lucas Long, he's gotten in a couple spring training games. He's got a hard sinker at 95 miles per hour that guys beat into the ground. He doesn't really have much else, but he has good command, and he's a guy you could see doing mop-up innings, you know, middle relief. He could be a valuable piece of depth. Other than that, let me see if anyone else has jumped out to me. One guy that's really interesting, I don't think he's going to see any time in Baltimore this year, but it's really interesting what the Orioles have been doing with him, is James Teague, who pitched, I believe, at short season Aberdeen and a little bit in low A Delmarva last year. But he has gotten more run pitching like ninth innings of spring training games than any of the relievers in camp. He's not even a invite to camp. They're pulling him up from the minor league camp. But he's pitched a ton for the Orioles, and he's done really well. Apparently he was up, I heard from a former Orioles scout that he was up at 98 miles per hour last season. And he's been 94 this season and he hides the ball. He's kind of deceptive and he has a decent slider. So he's a guy that could move fast through the minors. Kind of like Cedric Mullins did after a strong spring training in 2017. He could get an aggressive assignment and make some waves, possibly.
We're going to have to talk a little bit closer to opening day, see how the roster's looking, and hopefully you can come back and talk about that.
Definitely. I'd love it.
All right. Well, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Justin.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Locked On Orioles. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.